you're enjoying these messages from our church, then don't forget to tune in live for our weekend services to be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired. For more information, check out planetshakers.com. Today we've got Pastor Joe Vartu speaking on hosting the blessing. Let's check it out.
The title of my message tonight is Hosting the Blessing. Hosting the Blessing. I had this statement over the week. Actually, it came on Friday after our pastoral prayer meeting. And I was thinking about Obed-Edom in the Bible, who hosted the Ark of God. And for a short period, he hosted the Ark of God. The Ark of God, symbolic of the presence of God, turned up in his home unexpectedly. It was on its way to the city, and it came across a man's house, Obed-Edom, and he hosted the presence of God. And the Bible says that everything in his house was blessed. I'm praying and believing that out of his word tonight, we'll get a revelation that we can host the blessing. We can host the presence of God. We can host his glory in his homes, even in the middle of restrictions, even in the middle of pressure, even in the middle of enslavement in the Bible, we've seen people still host the presence of God. Genesis 1:28 says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. When God created mankind, he blessed them. He blessed them. He blessed them. He spoke a blessing. The blessing is powerful. It is creative. It is the empowerment of God that causes us to increase, to be fruitful, to have dominion on the earth, regardless of the conditions we find ourselves in. As I was praying about this message, this morning I woke up and it dropped in my heart. I was thinking about traveling. I was missing traveling. Missing traveling. And I love planning for holidays. And one of the fun parts of planning is actually finding accommodation. I love exploring Airbnbs. Anybody love Airbnb? I love exploring accommodation. And even if it's outside of my budget, I just love exploring accommodation. Even if it's beyond my budget, just seeing accommodation that we could potentially live in for a moment, just to kind of live the dream life for a bit, or just explore a bit. And I love checking out super hosts. I had the word super hosts. Anybody love super hosts? I love the super hosts in Airbnb, because you know you're gonna get value for money. And I felt the Holy Spirit say that he wants us to upgrade and become super hosts in this season. You are going to become a super host of the presence of God. You are going to have a quality experience. Come on, a high level experience of the presence of God in this season as you become a super host of the presence of God. Here are some things I love about the super host is that clear communication. They give you clear communication. I love turning up to another city or another location and communication is clear and you have quick and easy access. Have you ever turned up and you've had a delay and had to wait for maybe an hour or two before the house was ready? Well, I love those kind of super hosts that right there on time, you turn up and the space is ready for you. This is what I love about super hosts, well, the good ones anyway, is that they have clear communication, they have functional spaces, you have quick and easy access, and there's efficient transactions. Ultimately, we just want a quality service. I believe as we become hosts, super hosts of the presence of God, we will experience the flow like never before. We're going to experience quick and easy access from the presence of God. We are going to have efficient transactions. Come on, heaven is going to touch earth. Heaven is going to invade your home. The presence of God is going to overflow your home, and your home is going to be a landing ground for the presence of God. I believe that God is setting us up for our greatest revival, and your home is a key to this revival. I want to give us a couple of super hosts I've discovered in the Bible. Here's one of the first super hosts of the Israelites in Passover, in slavery. They were enslaved for generations, And the instructions given to them by God in Exodus chapter 12 was for them to celebrate Passover. They had to prepare a sacrifice, and in their homes, they had no temple. They had to offer a sacrifice. They had a sacrifice prepared, and that sacrifice was a perfect sacrifice. It was a lamb that was prepared, and an animal that was prepared that was perfect, that was blameless, symbolic of Jesus Christ, a perfect sacrifice. And they celebrated. They went into a festive moment in the middle of enslavement. They had to celebrate Passover. It would become a festive tradition for God's people. Exodus 12 says the Israelites did as Moses instructed, and as they obeyed the instructions, this is what happened. The Bible says in Exodus 12, 35 to 36, that they asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, and the Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people and gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. You know what happened? They experienced supernatural protection, supernatural favor, and supernatural provision. I'm declaring tonight that supernatural provision is coming to your home. Supernatural favor is coming to your home. Supernatural protection is coming to your home. I release a supernatural encounters in your home in this season. There were super hosts all across Egypt hosting the presence of God, and favor came into their homes. God caused the Egyptians to favorably dispose of them everything they needed in that season. I want to prophesy over you that you will not go without in this season. You're going to come out of this lockdown with everything intact, everything fully provided for in Jesus' name. Second super host I found in the Bible is this woman who hosted Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 4, a Shunem woman hosted Elisha the prophet. The prophet represented the voice of God. And in that dispensation, the prophet represented the presence of God, represented the voice of God. And if you honored the voice of God, the favor of God would turn up. If you honored the prophetic voice of God in your home, it didn't matter where you were. If you honored the prophetic voice would release favor. We release miracles. We release supernatural provision. And this lady had an opportunity to host the prophet himself. She was a wealthy woman, the Bible says in 2 Kings 4, verse 8. A wealthy woman she was, and she urged the prophet to come to her home for a meal. She was hosting the prophet. She was hosting more than just the prophet. She was hosting the voice of God. She was hosting the prophetic voice of God. She was hosting the vision of God. She was hosting the revelations of God. She was setting her home up to host the presence of God. After that, the Bible says, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. It became a regular booking for Elisha. Elisha would regularly book in or check in because she had set aside a room for the prophetic voice to regularly visit her home. So much so that the prophetic voice started to work in their home. She said, let's build a small room for him on the roof. Furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Pastor Russell's preached on this recently. Then it says, then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by. I sense the presence of God is passing by your home tonight and asking the question, would you create a space for me? Would you create a space in your house, in your heart, in your home for me to regularly visit? I want to take us a bit further, maybe not just visit, but to abide. Come on, to take residence in our home. Elisha said to this lady, he said, next year at this time, you will be holding a son in your arms. You see, this lady in the natural couldn't produce a child, biologically restricted, but when the prophetic voice was on it and room, a space was made for the prophetic voice to stay, miracles turned up in that home. Miracles can turn up in your home in this season. Supernatural things can happen in your home in this season. Here's another super host I mentioned before is Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's home became a host for the Ark of God. Obed-Edom's home became a host for the Ark of God. 1 Chronicles 13, 12 to 14 says, David was afraid of God that day and asked, how can I ever bring the ark of God to me? He did not take the ark to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything in it. I'm believing God is going to bless your home. God is going to turn things around in your home. God is going to bless your marriage. God is going to bless your finances. God is going to bless your health. God is going to bless your mind. Come on, the favor of God is coming into your home. Your family is going to be blessed as we host, as we become super hosts of the presence of God. In fact, Obed-Edom became such a great host that it qualified him to become a doorkeeper in the house of God. Come on, you can host the presence of God. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be from the right cultural group. You don't have to have everything right. But if your heart is right before God, like Obed-Edom, God saw something in Obed-Edom's heart that said he had an honoring spirit to host the presence of God. And you can host the presence of God too. And my last super host that I want to refer to is in the New Testament is Zacchaeus. I love it. I love this. Here is a man who is considered a sinner who becomes a super host of the presence of God. Luke 19, 5 to 10, the Bible says, when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. Bible says the people were displeased. He has gone before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today. For this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. I hope that inspires you today that you can host the presence of God. Zacchaeus was considered a notorious sinner, but Jesus saw something in his heart and salvation came to his home. I want to give us a couple of keys on how to host the blessing. How to host the blessing. This blessing is powerful. It's not just something you say after somebody sneezed. It's a powerful declaration that that God's released over mankind. It's a spoken word that releases God's supernatural ability to increase you. Come on. When we declare the word of God, when we declare His prophetic word, it releases increase, it releases fruitfulness, it releases dominion and rule on the earth, regardless of our condition or circumstances. Here's the first thing to host the blessing is to first acknowledge the blesser. I know sometimes we want the blessing, but we don't acknowledge the blesser. Sometimes we want the fitness, but we don't want the process. Come on now, it doesn't work that way. Let me just say this, sometimes we want Jesus, but we don't like the church. You can't separate it. You can't separate Jesus from His bride. You can't separate the process with the promise. It's the same thing with the blessing. We don't chase blessing. We have to chase the blesser. Come on, His name is Jesus. If we just stay true to Jesus, if we follow Jesus, if we stay close to Jesus, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, come on, the blessings will come. Stay focused on the carrier, the one who carries the blessing. His name is Jesus Christ. Let's acknowledge Jesus in every season. No matter what happens in our world, if we hold on to the one who carries the blessing, His name is Jesus Christ. The blessing is connected to the blesser. God said, bless mankind. Come on, it came from His heart, His mouth. The blessing is connected to the blesser. The blesser, His name is Jesus Christ, comes with grace. He's knocking at the door, as Pastor Russell preached a couple of Sundays ago. The blesser, Jesus Christ, is standing at the door. He's come with favor. He's come with grace. Come on, He hasn't come with condemnation. He hasn't come with judgment. He's come with forgiveness. He's come with restoration. He's carrying freedom. He's carrying abundance. He's carrying restoration for your home. He's carrying wisdom for your home. He's carrying strategies for teaching our children. He's carrying strategies for your business. He's carrying wisdom. He's about to bring wisdom into your home, revelation into your home, peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He carries healing with Him. Everywhere that the blesser goes, He carries the presence. He carries favor. He carries healing. He carries the power of God. Key number one is to always acknowledge the blesser, Jesus Christ. Second thing is, I like a good greeting. If I turn up to someone's home, I love a good welcome at the door. I know I've been doing a couple of deliveries, and let me just say, some people need to work on their welcoming. You know, I know COVID is making it very difficult, but I want to encourage you to be a good welcomer when Jesus turns up at your home. Welcome His presence. This is how we welcome the presence of God. Welcome with high expectation. Welcome with praise. If we enter His presence with thanksgiving, I'm sure God likes us to welcome Him as well with thanksgiving, with praise. Come on, be grateful in this season. Stay thankful. Stay full of praise. Zacchaeus was in great excitement and joy, the Bible says. Jesus said, "Take me to your home." He was excited. He wasn't condemning himself. He was excited and full of joy. When we approach the blesser, Jesus Christ, with expectation and praise, come on, we are inviting His presence in. Come on, invite the presence of God into your home by welcoming. Come on, do that right now. Come on, lift your hands in your home. Lift your hands, those on Zoom, just lift your hands and just welcome Him. Welcome Him, say, "God, You are welcome here. Welcome, You are welcome in this place." Welcome Him with high expectation. Welcome Him with praise. Welcome Him with joy and excitement. The third thing is how to be a super host of the presence of God is to honor His presence. Never lose honor. I believe Obed-Edom became a carrier of the presence of God, a host of the presence of God, because they had dropped the Ark of God, which means they became familiar with the ornaments and became too familiar that they were no longer revering the ornaments of the Ark of God. And so God had to put the Ark of God or the presence where it would be revered or where it'd be honored. Would you be someone who would revere the presence of God? Would honor the presence of God in your home? Honor Him even if it's online. Come on, still honor the presence of God. Turn up ready, whether it's online. Turn up with expectation. Watch the whole sermon. Come on now, stay in the whole service. Would you honor and revere the presence of God? Honor is a powerful key for hosting the presence of God. If you want to be a host, a super host of the presence of God, always honor the presence of God. Never get familiar with the God's word or His presence. Mark chapter 6 verse 4 to 5 says, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives and his own home." Bible says he could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Now we need healing today, but I believe God has more. God has more. God has more. What happened is Jesus came to his hometown and they became too familiar with him that the honor dropped. Come on, let's keep our honor up in this season. Let's keep our honor high. Come on, honor him. Take a moment right now and just honor him. Thank him. Thank him that you have life. Thank him that you have the breath of life. Thank you that we still have church online. Thank you that we still have his presence. Thank him that his word of God is reliable. His presence is with us. We can cultivate a culture of honoring God's word. Get around with your family and read the word together. Maybe tonight before you go to sleep, open up the scriptures as a family and have devotion again. Pray together again. Honor his presence. Make the presence of God a priority in the home. We can cultivate a culture of honor in our homes through our language. Come on. This is what honor is. Honor is adding weight to or giving value. And what we value or honor affects our priorities. Let's say I'm a huge sports fan and because I value watching sport. I prioritize my, I sign up for subscriptions. I am a faithful subscriber. I am, my priorities aligned to it because I value a sport. Now, if you see super fans, they are highly committed because they value it. They add weight to it. So what you add weight to is what we prioritize. In this season, this is a great season for us to check our priorities in our households, in our families. Let's get some things in order in our families. And I believe as we rearrange the home, rearrange things in our finances, rearrange things in our conversations, rearrange how we are connecting as husband and wife or as parents with our children. That's a great opportunity for us to strengthen our families. In Egypt, when they were about to come out of slavery, they were in a position to celebrate as a family, to be intimate and praise together, worship together, and fix their eyes on Jesus together. They were getting ready for a breakthrough. They were getting ready for freedom. They were getting ready for revival. I believe our homes, we are setting up our homes, strengthening our families in this season. I want to encourage you to tune in to our program that we're going to be launching with Planet Shakers. And it's going to be helping with our lifestyle and how we operate in our personal lives. And I believe it's key for us to getting our lives in order. And if we honor God's word, we will let the word start to shift our priorities and change how we act and how we behave. And watch what will happen as we start to let our honor dictate our decisions. God, our homes will start to be ready to carry more increase. Come on, increase is coming to your home. Favor is coming to your home. Blessing is increasing in your home. The fourth thing is a faith atmosphere. Let's build an atmosphere of faith in our homes. Let's speak words of encouragement. Let's speak words of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, being confident, certain of things unseen. Let's speak hope. Let's speak faith. Let's change our words of negativity and speak words of faith. Our words are powerful. Our words are life. The word of God in our mouth develops atmospheres of faith. And when there's an atmosphere of faith, miracles can happen. And the last thing is fellowship. Second to last thing is fellowship. Fellowship. Revelations 3:20 says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." What is this? This is fellowship. This is fellowship. Jesus doesn't just comes by invitation. But when we invite Jesus into our hearts, into our homes, He is looking for fellowship. Let me give us a biblical definition of fellowship. It comes from the word koinonia. I don't know if I pronounced it well. Koinonia describes, what is this? This is a biblical definition of fellowship. And what it means is that we hold something in common. God wants us to meet on common ground. When we have fellowship, we have common ground. We are living in a time where there are so many beliefs thrown at us. But as the church of Jesus Christ, we need to be in fellowship. We need to be in unity in the Spirit and have shared beliefs around the Word of God. And as our convictions and our beliefs are common in unity around the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit, what will happen is that our convictions become stronger. Our behaviors come stronger. What happens? We start sharing the same values. And when families start building their lives on common ground, come on, common ground based on the Word of God, you are setting up your family for the power of God. You are setting up strong foundations for the blessing of God. As we come into common ground with God's Word and never sway from His Word, I'm telling you, stay true to His Word, we will start to see God come and invade our homes. I sense the presence of God right now. His word is changing our thinking. His word is refining our thinking, refining our hearts, tuning us into Him so we can honor Him. Come on, we can serve Him with integrity of heart. I want to encourage you as the church, let's be strong. Let's stay united. Let's stay gathered around the word of God and let the Word of God define who we are and be our center point, come on, of our values and beliefs. And the last thing, as we prepare for better ministry time, I think it's perfect, is intimacy with Jesus. If you want to be a super host, just keep falling in love with Jesus. Keep falling in love with Jesus. Keep falling in love with Jesus. Intimacy with Jesus is the key to unlocking God's blessing. God desires an intimate relationship with us. And He says in John 15:4, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Church, can I encourage us? Get closer with Jesus. This week, get even more deeper with Jesus. Spend some time getting intimate with Jesus. You got more time on your hands. Worship even longer. Praise even longer. Read His Word even longer. Spend time in His presence even longer. This is our opportunity to be more intimate with Jesus. And as we grow deeper, as our roots go deeper, I'm telling you, we will come into a season of great fruitfulness. I'm declaring that over your home today, that you will become a super host of the presence of God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hey, God bless you, those joining online, Norman Lee, Liz Archangel, good to see you, Kylie, Raymond, so good to see you all. We're going to step into a time of worship. We're going to sing this new worship song, and let's just thirst after Him, thirst after His presence, and get deeper with Jesus. Come on, His presence is invading your home tonight.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?